It's time now for the mic drop with the guy who won his local 5K race on Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, yeah.
Just with
my age
his son.
Just my age group,
still,
okay? It's, you know, in a very advanced age group.
You you won your age group.
Yeah.
Sean won his age group.
Yes.
Is a double Gavin victory in the 5K on Saturday. This is this morning's Mike Gavin.
Oh, thank you very much. A super fast family we are. Well, it's an age-old dilemma for people who bring their lunch into work, especially if you're a fan of sandwiches. How do you keep your sandwich fresh and your bread from getting soggy? One woman's solution is straight from the office supply closet. A master chef named Juliette, who posts cooking videos on TikTok, went viral for her sandwich packing method using a three-ring binder. In the clip that's been watched over 2 million times, Juliette flips through a binder labeled lunch to reveal a deconstructed sandwich individually wrapped in plastic sleeves. Two slices of bread, meats and cheeses, and even lettuce and tomato are separated out and sealed in the binder for freshness. That also goes for the snacks, of which there is an abundant supply, including pretzels, Flamin' Hot Cheetos, apples, and trail mix. Most commenters love the idea, and some started to brainstorm what other office supplies could be made better if you use them for food, including one of those big accordion filers, which could potentially fit even more food.
So as you say, if you deconstruct the sandwich
right.
and the snack in this three-ring binder.
Yes. Supposedly it keeps everything fresher. That's the goal here.
Do you,
and not soggy.
Do you put the binder in the work fridge when you get there if you're bringing your lunch
that's
to work?
That's a good question. What do you do with said binder if
or,
you want to keep that lettuce and tomato especially
yeah.
cold?
Or can you? Or are these like sealable packets inside
yeah.
the three-ring binder where you could drop an ice cube?
Yeah. This kind of reminds me of that thing McDonald's did in the 80s. Do you remember the McDLT burger
yes,
that they did where
yes.
they had like the hot side stays
yep.
hot and the cool
yep.
side stays cool?
Yep.
They had them separated in the container. This is sort of that kind of situation.
Good recall. Good
yes.
recall. I get the sense this is too big. Can we not just use saran wrap
yeah.
the bread separately, wrap the tomatoes separately, and then put them in a giant Ziploc?
I suppose, but it wouldn't be as cute, I guess, Gordon, for your office coworkers.
Perhaps.
And let this be one of our semi-regular reminders to make sure you check those lottery tickets you buy, even if you aren't the big winner. This after a forgotten Powerball ticket that spent a month in a Michigan woman's purse turned out to be a big winner. The Michigan Lottery said Jennifer Horton of Mount Pleasant bought a ticket for the January 20th Powerball drawing, not something she does all the time. Horton says she forgot to check the ticket after the drawing and just forgot all about it. It wasn't until about a month later that she scanned the ticket at the store and got a message to visit the lottery office. It was then she learned she had matched four white balls and the Powerball, earning a $150,000 prize.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. This would never happen to me.
Because like, she's not us. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I play the lottery very infrequently.
Mm-hmm.
And when I do, when the drawing's at 11,
yes.
at 11:01,
yeah.
I'm wondering if my life has changed forever.
Yeah.
And the answer is always no.
Generally not, no.
No. Occasionally win the $2 back, right?
Right.
If you get the Powerball right, like you win the $2 or something
right.
like that.
And right, and then you buy another ticket.
I reinvest it.
Yes, exactly. Your ROI is still not good.
I'm 0 for forever.